Hi, I'm Grant Armstrong, and I get to serve as directing pastor here at St. John's United Methodist Church in Edwardsville, Illinois. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our desire is to be a beacon of faith and service, focusing our passions and gifts to reflect Christ's love to the world. You're invited to join us each week at 9 a.m. for a time of traditional worship or at 11 a.m. for contemporary worship. Thanks for joining us for this online version of the sermon.
Would you please stand for our scripture reading this morning? It is Psalm 139, verses 13 through 17. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm sure you've all heard the saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Well, that was me. I thought I had everything all planned out. I knew what was going to be happening. I had a plan for my life, and I knew where I was going. Yeah, it didn't quite turn out how I had planned. It didn't quite happen. But, you know, I think my iPad messed up on here. There we go. I thought I knew where things were going, but it turned out that what I thought was going to happen and what God had planned for me were just a bit different. And I had to learn about what God's plan for me was rather than what my plan for me was. I did grow up in the Methodist Church. I've always been a United Methodist, was taken as a child, went all the way through grade school, junior high, high school, went off to college, and was still a United Methodist. I was involved in activities growing up. A lot of it was because my parents took me there, and there was this expectation that you will be there. In college, some of that changed. And I had to decide why I was going to church. Was I going to church because it was expected of me? Well, I was in college. I was away from home. My parents weren't there to wake me up Sunday morning and tell me you are going to church. So I had to decide if I was doing it for me or for who. But through all of that, it was my understanding of what was happening, and I still didn't quite know God's understanding. I was involved in church, I was involved in all the church was doing, but who was I doing it for? I had to get to the point where I was doing it for me. And one word that I used quite a bit in regards to the church and to ministry was that it was never going to happen. I was convinced, again, I knew the plans, and they did not involve going to seminary. They did not involve a master's degree of any kind. It did not involve standing up in front of people and talking. That was just things that were never going to happen. Let me tell you, that word never is very dangerous. Pastor Grant shared the one saying for him that's very dangerous to say, why not? I've got nothing better to do. Well, for me, it was saying never. Because when you say never, that's an open invitation for that to happen. So like I said, I grew up going to church. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior as a young child. But it wasn't until I was off at college on my own, without my parents there waking me up to drag me to church, that I started taking ownership of my own faith. I got to choose on Sunday morning whether I wanted to sleep or go to church. I got to choose what activities I was going to be involved with at college. I got to decide the importance of Bible study, of being around other Christians. And I had to decide that I could not rely on my parents' faith to save me. It had to be my own faith. I had to be the one making that decision to go to church. I had to be the one putting that priority on my faith, on my relationship with God. And so I did. And I had to decide that for myself, going to church on Sunday, being in fellowship with other Christians, joining some Christian activities on campus was important to me. Have you made that decision? Sometimes we know the importance of our own faith. And sometimes it's because somebody else drags us to church. And we have to decide for ourselves where that importance of faith is. Because you know, you can't have faith through somebody else. I couldn't have faith just because my parents took me to church every Sunday. You can't have faith because your spouse does, because your parents do, because somebody else does. You have to have faith because of yourself and your choice to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So there I was. I had taken ownership of my own faith, but you know, I was still saying I had my own plans. I was still saying never to quite a few things. I wasn't quite to the point of listening to God's plans for me. Back in high school, you know, the big question when you're starting to get junior, senior in high school is, now what are you going to be when you grow up? And so I had gotten that question, and I decided that I was going to be a sign language interpreter. I'd gone to annual conference for several years, and they set me right beside the interpreter. So I was able to spend the entire time staring at the interpreters, completely fascinated that the way they moved their hands translated into something somebody else could understand that made sense, rather than just moving your hands around. And so I had gone to Sign Language Institute, a camp offered by the conference, and I started learning sign language. And I went, this is perfect. I love the idea of talking with my hands and it making sense to somebody else. And this would be just perfect. So I had my plan set for myself. I was going off to McMurray College. I was going to major in sign language interpretation. I was going to minor in business. And I was set. And then senior year in high school, I don't remember exactly when, my pastor at that time sat me down in the front pew of the church and asked me what my plans were. And I told him, and he said, have you ever considered going into ministry? Nope, no, not at all. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not for me. But you know, that conversation stuck with me. I can still remember sitting next to him and having that conversation. Even though I said never, he planted a seed. And so off I went, following the plans I had set for myself. And I headed off to college. And I did major in sign language interpretation, ended up majoring in business. So there, my plans were already changing from what I had set. Got involved in activities on campus, took ownership of my own faith. And sometime in that time, to show you how much I remember this conversation, the person who had it with me had to remind me about this conversation. But the college chaplain, gotten to know him through activities on campus. He at some point in time during my 4 years at college told me that I needed to think about going into ministry. And I forgot about it for several years till he reminded me later. And I'm pretty darn sure that I would have said never to that one, to him as well. I graduated college, and my dad asked me if I wanted to go on beyond a bachelor's degree. I was done with school. I was not wanting to take on any more papers, do any more tests, attend any more classes, and I said, no, I never want to get a master's degree. There's that word never again. So I went back to my home area. I started freelance interpreting. Truly did love it. But at the same time, anytime there was something going on at church, I was there. Probably about half the time I was volunteered to help lead and organize what was going on. If there was something going on with children and youth, oh, I was there. I was one of two people that was assigned to start VBS up again after years of not doing it. I was there helping with an after-school program. I was there helping at every dinner they had, at every special event. I was there. The pastor that was there while I was in college and for a short time after that told me, are you sure you don't want to think about going into ministry? And I laughed at him. That one didn't even rate a never. That one just got laughed at. Got another new pastor. You know how the United Methodist moves pastor. So from when I was in high school, went through college, and the one after that got there, and we were talking and said, are you one of the people that is looking at going into ministry? To be fair to her, there were three other people in the congregation that were talking about going into ministry. And I said, no, never going to happen. Not me. Well, life continued on, and things changed with interpreting laws, and I found that I was interpreting just a little bit less. And I started looking around for something else other than interpreting. And wouldn't you know, I found the perfect job. I took the job description to a few people that knew me pretty well and said, read this job description. And they said, oh, that's you. That fits you perfectly. It was a ministry position. It was in a church, working with the children and youth, and doing all the kinds of things that I was already doing on a volunteer basis. But it was a few more because it was a bigger church, so it was more stuff, more responsibilities to do. But as I looked at that job description, I went, I really want to do that. And so I sent off my resume and waited. And I will say, as I waited, I prayed. And yes, I did pray, Lord, I want this job. But I also prayed, Lord, let them find the person that is perfect for that job. If it's me or if it's somebody else, you know who is right for that job. And I prayed that. And so I heard back from them. And the response was, we're really looking for somebody who has some seminary training. And so when I called my pastor and told her this, her response back to me is, are you finally ready to consider going to seminary now? And my response had changed from never gonna happen to, all right, I think I'm done being hit by a 2x4. Being pounded into me enough that I'm being called into ministry. that this is where God is leading me, that I guess I better start looking at going to seminary. So my pastor presented me, the next time I saw her, with the class book, whatever, from the seminary she attended, and said, here, look through this, and go and visit the campus and find what seminary is right for you. And so I went off and found a seminary, ended up going to Dubuque, got a master's degree that I said I was never going to get, and started a journey into ministry that I said would never, ever happen. But it did. God knew what plans he had for me. And they were different than the plans that I had for myself. And I had to learn along the way that I don't know all that God knows. God has different plans for me than I would create for myself. God knows me better than I know myself. And I can say with hindsight that that pastor that I had in high school that saw gifts for me suited for ministry, he was right. I was being called into ministry. I don't think when I was in high school I was ready to accept that call. I don't think I understood that call. But I was still being called. And now the wandering path that I took that got me to ministry, I truly would not change, because those experiences helped me grow. They helped prepare me to accept that call into ministry. And so I wouldn't change those experiences. But I have learned that I better not say never very often. I have learned that I need to trust God and his plans for me. That I need to be listening, not for what I want, but for what God has planned for me. God knows each one of us. He created us. He has plans for us. But we have to be willing to listen to what he says. We have to be willing to push aside the plans that we have created for ourselves and go, God might have something better for me. In Jeremiah, it says, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God has plans for us, but we need to listen to them. They'll be better than our plans for ourselves. So that is my story of faith and the beginning start of my story of ministry. My story of ministry will continue on my whole life for whatever it is that I am called to do. But it's the story of how God reached out to me and how he showed me his plans. Next week, Pastor Grant will finish up sharing his story of faith and ministry. I hope you'll come and hear him.